We're going to switch gears here now. And new tonight, the Department of Justice suing the state of Texas over its restrictive abortion law. Attorney General Merrick Garland saying that new law illegally interferes with federal interests. But legal experts warn that while it may ultimately be found unconstitutional, the way it's written actually makes it an uphill legal battle. NewsNation's Anna Warnicki has the latest tonight from Washington.
Nicole, the Justice Department has been exploring legal avenues to challenge the Texas law since it was signed by Texas Governor Greg Abbott last week. And today, the Attorney General says that he promises to protect abortion clinics in Texas. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the new Texas law, known as SB 8, is illegal.
The act is clearly unconstitutional under long-standing Supreme Court precedent.
In a lawsuit filed Thursday, Garland argues a state may not prohibit any woman from making the ultimate decision to terminate her pregnancy before viability. The Texas law bans abortion starting at about 6 weeks into pregnancy, but it's enforced through civil action, awarding at least $10,000 to anyone who successfully sues someone who aided in an abortion.
The statute deputizes all private citizens without any showing of personal connection or injury to serve as bounty hunters.
Jamar Brown with the Texas Democratic Party says the law has some doctors in the state too scared to operate.
Providers having to either pull back services or even close their own doors temporarily.
This law is a peaceful constitutional law that involves civil lawsuits.
But Chelsea Yeomans with the anti-abortion group Human Coalition Action says the law is valid.
They found a way to enforce the laws. If the government officials refuse to, it can be done in the hands of private citizens.
Garland says if the Texas law prevails, it could become a model for action in other states to pass similar laws undermining women's rights.
Vice President Kamala Harris met with abortion and reproductive health providers this afternoon from several states, including Texas, about the impact of Senate Bill 8. The White House says this is a critical priority for the Biden administration. In Washington for News Nation, I'm Anna Warnicki. Back to you, Nicole.